Hello.
Blog Talk Radio.
How are you doing? How are you doing? Yeah, it's the juice. I said it's juice. I really need to come up with a theme song, guys. Anyway, hello there, everybody. How are you doing? How y'all doing? How y'all doing? I don't know what's wrong with me. All day today I've been singing everything I sing. I don't know. Seriously. Anyways, what's up, guys? I wonder how your week has been. Mine was very busy, interesting, different. But you know, they say change is always good. So I'm not really complaining. I recently became a sales person at A1. And that's been different for me. And yeah. I think I may do a dance the first time I sell a car. I'm just saying, you know. Hey. I can do that, right? You guys think I'd be ghetto to do a little dance? I'm not going to twerk. I'm not going to twerk, guys. I'm not going to twerk. I may do the salsa merengue or something. I don't know. Okay? We'll see. But, you know, I must do something. Okay? You guys pray for me, but I have faith that I'll do well. I'm just going to be myself, no sweat. So today we're on day 18, and I Declare by Joel Osteen. There are 31 promises to speak over your life. I declare breakthroughs are coming in my life, sudden bursts of God's goodness. Not a trickle, not a stream, but a flood of God's power, a flood of healing, a flood of wisdom, a flood of favor. I am a breakthrough person, and I choose to live breakthrough-minded. I am expecting God to overwhelm me with his goodness and amaze me with his favor. This is my declaration. Wow. I like that. Breakthrough-minded. Wow. You know, you may have difficulties that look extremely large, obstacles that look impassable, and dreams that appear unobtainable. But know this, when the God of the breakthrough releases a flood of his power, nothing can stop it. I mean, your sickness may look big, but it's nothing for the God of the big breakthrough. It doesn't have a chance when God releases a flood of his healing. Your opponents may look powerful, they may be bigger, stronger, better equipped, and better financed, but they don't have a chance when God opens up the floodgate of his favor. Yes, Jesus! Ah. Oh, oh, yes. Ooh, that touched me. That touched my spirit. For real, because, you know, people judge me a lot. I can relate to that. You know, they look at me and they're like, oh, because I'm so extrovert and I'm so direct, so they think they just, you know, can just map me out and just read me. But you can't read me because I'm diverse. You know, I'm also, no matter how ratchet I am, no matter what you think of me, I am still a child of God. And I am definitely protected, loved, honey. I got his grace and favor all over me. So you can't direct and you know, depict what's going to happen in my life. Okay? Only God can do that. And people do that with me sometimes, and I always prove them wrong, whichever way they go. And in the negative way, of course, I always go the opposite way. You know, and, you know, God is able. So, you know, when you have God's favor over you, nothing or no one can do anything about that. They just have to bow down and respect it. Seriously. But you may have opponents that may look powerful. They may be bigger, stronger, better equipped, and better financed. But they don't have a chance when God opens up the floodgates of his favor. You need to be ready, not for a trickle, not for a stream, not for a river. Get ready for a flood of God's favor, a tidal wave of God's goodness, a tsunami of his increase. Yes, I claim that. Woo! You may be thinking trickle when God has an entire ocean to work with. Woo! Wow. You're thinking stream when God has a tidal wave. You should enlarge your vision. Dare to stretch your faith. God wants to release his favor like a flood. He wants to overwhelm you with his goodness. Yes. Father God, I want you to overwhelm me with your goodness. I truly do. I need it. I need you to overwhelm me with your goodness and your favor. I need grace. I need protection. I need your mercy. I need your guidance. Seriously, I need it all, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Because we, I don't know how people go throughout their day, you know, without God. You know what I mean? I really don't. But I totally claim and receive day 18 of I Declare. When the God of the breakthrough releases a flood of his power, nothing can stop it. There's nothing like God's love. There's nothing like God's power. There's nothing like his grace. I'm telling you, I'm serious. You know, everybody really, not everybody, but a lot of people think that you have to be perfect to receive his grace, his love, his blessings, but that's not true. That is not true at all. Okay? So that was day 18 of I Declare. And I received that. I hope y'all received it too. I'm serious. Right now, we're going to listen to Ready, Aim, Fire by Molly Music. I really, really love him. I got to get him up here. And after that, can I just be honest with y'all and tell y'all, I have no idea what people are talking about. Don't judge me. And the fire is on my plane.
Cause it's sideways. Trying to take water to a dry place. Trying to take hope where it ain't night. Trying to take low to a high place. Wanna make the shooter put the gun down. So a mother gets to hold the sun now. Wanna make the lame man run again. Make the blind man see the sun again. But all I hear is bang, bang, jack, yeah. I don't think the pods really want that. Breathing down my neck, always on my back. Got the guns out, but I see fire. The destination of this rocket is to outer space. Guess I have to go there. Guess I have to come here, yeah. I'm from the earth, but I've been taken to another place.
Hey y'all, we are back. I don't know who is we. I'm by myself. True, I'm back. Now I was supposed to be reading Broken Vision today, but I don't know what I did with the book. I have my nephew looking in my car right now. So hats off to me for being a dope, dupe, dumb, dumb head and leaving my book in the car or somewhere in the car. Now, let me tell you, I done threw him in the car about 2 minutes ago, and I don't hear him back yet. I don't know what's taking him so long. Why can't people find things? I just don't understand it, man. I just don't understand. I tell my daughter to get something. She can't find it. Be right in front of her face. You know what I'm saying? In the pocket of the car, not right. So, I don't know where the book is, guys. But last week, we talked about, well, we read Broken Vision by Horatio or Horatio Jones. And I read about situationships and situationships are basically going through the emotions of a relationship, but not getting that commitment from that person. They don't want to commit to you, so you're in a situationship and you try to want. They're just not that into you. They have no idea. You know what I'm saying? So you got to be careful with those situations. You got to really be careful with those. All right? See, when I come back, I'm going to figure out what we're going to talk about now. I promise you.
Don't
show
the show
out.
Make it in the air. There's moving in the air. Don't show the show out. Make it in the air.